This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, March 8th. Well, wheat markets had an interesting day yesterday. It was a huge divergence in price action, with Kansas City up 18, Minneapolis up 9, Chicago down 2. Corn was up 9, soybeans were up 18. So there was definitely an updraft going on across much of the grain and oilseed space, but Chicago wheat just got pummeled. And that was because China announced that they were canceling 130,000 tons of soft red winter wheat sales. You might remember late November, early December, China bought in three different increments just over a million tons of U.S. wheat. It pushed the market sharply higher, up over 80 cents over just a handful of sessions. But there were a few of us market watchers that were questioning if those sales would ever make it to a loading dock. And here we go. We see China starting to do the cancellations. And of course, wheat prices are much cheaper than they were back then. So China, as they typically do, they're just going to cancel out and then repurchase somewhere else. This is classic Chinese action. And there's no repercussions. There's no way to stop them from doing this. They do it all the time in soybeans, corn, now wheat. They buy a bunch of grain, get it on the books, make sure they've got some supply locked up. And then when it comes time to actually load it out and deliver it, they back away. If prices are lower, they're just going to bust out the sales. And so here we go. The market is bracing for more cancellations, so it's highly unlikely that Chicago is going to be able to stage any kind of a rally here with that kind of pressure facing it. The other wheat markets were higher. Some of that was spread unwinding, but we did see that Egypt canceled its tender, which normally would be kind of bearish, but this time around, they were complaining that prices were much higher than they expected to see. Over the weekend, we saw that prices in Russia were being offered at 200, some a little less than that, but the lowest FOB offers for this Egyptian tender was 225, and that was out of Bulgaria. Russia was around 227, depending on what the letter of how many days the letter of credit was, but again, far higher than what anyone expected to see. So Egypt just canceled it, and I think just looking at a widespread price that was higher than expected, I think helped buoy the hard wheat markets. For corn and soybeans, we're seeing quite a bit of short covering headed into today's supply demand report. That will be released at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. You know, we've been on a huge downward slide on pretty much all the grains and just getting some short covering headed into that. For corn, there is some concern starting to pop up about the weakening monsoon in Brazil a little bit earlier than normal. Usually it's around the 1st of April. So there's concern that there's just not going to be enough subsoil moisture to carry the corn crop through to the end. So we'll see where that shakes out. But so far, that crop's in pretty decent shape. It went into good moisture conditions. It's off to a good start. But, you know, normally you need a nice supply of subsoil to carry it through to the end. And they're just concerned that that's going to end sooner than normal. In Argentina, the crops look fine. They've had good moisture conditions for both corn and soybeans. In fact, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange put out their weekly condition update. For soybeans, are at 29% good to excellent. That's down 1 from last week. 17% poor to very poor is also down 1. For corn, the crop is at 29% good to excellent. That's also down 1 from last week. 13% poor to very poor is unchanged. We're at 2% harvested already. So the harvest season has begun in Argentina. In France, they are looking at their soft wheat crop at 68% good to excellent, which is unchanged from last week, but it's down 27 points from a year ago. So France is probably going to come in with a notably lighter crop than last year because they didn't get some acres planted because of very wet conditions, and it's really been wet all winter. So the market's factoring in a drop in production out of France and then the broader EU, as France, of course, is the largest wheat producer in the EU. But they're going to end up with a lot of carryover as well. They're just not competing with the Black Sea very well, and that's going to end up backing up some supplies from last year. We had the weekly export sales report out yesterday for wheat, 335,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates. Philippines was the biggest buyer of 107,000 tons of a combination of white wheat and spring wheat. In South Korea, they bought a total of 91,000 combination of spring wheat, white wheat, and hard red winter wheat. For corn, 1.1 million tons. That was also within the range of estimates. Japan took 499,000, Mexico 282, Colombia took 144. Soybean sales at 680,000, that was just over the high end of the range of estimates. China took 269,000, Germany took 204,000. So year-to-date sales for wheat were at 18.5 million tons. That's up 1 million tons over a year ago. That's a bump of 6%. We're at 94% sold of USDA's projections, which is running about 2 points behind the average. Corn sales at 39.2 million tons. That's up 8.6 million over a year ago, so that's up 28%. But we're only 74% sold of USDA's projections, which is down 6 points from the average. Soybean sales so far this marketing year, 39.4 million tons. That's down 9.2 million from a year ago. That's a drop of 19%. We're at 84% sold of USDA's projections. That is also 6 points behind the average. So a little catching up there to do. I don't know if we're going to accomplish it in soybeans. Brazil is in the middle of their harvest. In fact, they're just over 50%. They've been aggressively moving beans. The FOB offers have bumped up a little bit as farmers have been sort of slow bringing that crop to town. But they are on last year's pace as far as exports so far. And the feeling among the market is that they will pretty much match last year's exports for the first few months of their marketing year, and then that'll taper off significantly. So we expect the competition to be stiff for U.S. exports in soybeans. In corn, you know, Argentina is in their harvest. They will be competitive, of course, but Brazil's second season corn crop won't be available until about July. So we have opportunities in the corn market. We have a lot of corn to sell. Ukraine has had some success, but they're running into a lot of pushback from the European countries. So the U.S., I think, has a good shot at increasing corn exports here over the next few months. For wheat, boy, it's just a race to the bottom there. The Black Sea has a lot of wheat to sell yet. The European Union, of course, does. We do. We're just not even remotely competitive. And it's just the Black Sea calling the shots. Now, those high FOB offers yesterday to Egypt do raise a red flag that perhaps world prices are stabilizing. But I think part of the issue there is that Egypt is a high-risk customer anyway. So that's part of the premium that gets built into those prices. But there's just a lot of wheat in the world to move, and I think that's going to continue to add some pressure. Now, that said, we are headed into our own growing season. Temperatures have been much above normal pretty much all winter, except for that stretch in January. So this is going to bump the crop, I think, faster, coming out of dormancy, get some growth on it. That does pose risk for some late season freezes if the crop is already ahead of normal in the growth stages. So that's something to keep in mind. But so far, we don't see that. There are rains headed to the central and southern plains. They've got good subsoil conditions. So, you know, it's a very good chance that the winter wheat crop here in the United States is going to get off to a very good start. Acres are down, but crop conditions are far better and moisture conditions are far better than where we were a year ago. So that's, I think, going to continue to keep the thumb on U.S. wheat prices. Now, the crop report today, if it's bearish wheat, probably that will help establish at least a seasonal low. Quite often, if we get surprises in crop reports and it's in line with where the trend has been, it accelerates that price action and ends up being a turn in the market. And we've already seen some acceleration to the downside in wheat. So if we get a bearish report, I would look for wheat to carve out a bottom, either today or Monday or somewhere in here, and kind of flush out everything to the downside. We'll just have to see what happens with the crop report, but that'll be out at, 10 o'clock Mountain Time. One other quick thing, the jobs report this morning, another pretty solid number. The February non-farm payrolls were up 275,000. The estimate was up 198,000, so we blew past that estimate again. December unemployment rate 3.9%. The estimate was 3.7%. So we're seeing higher participation in the job market when you have bigger job number and the unemployment rate goes up. Now, part of that will come from the January revised non-farm payroll to up 229,000. The prior was 353,000. So, you know, they took that down a good 120,000 jobs. So that's going to add to that unemployment rate. The January unemployment rate stayed steady at 3.7%. The bottom line, of course, is that you continue to add jobs and the economy is on very solid footing. That should shore up a stock market and kind of help support just the overall market sentiment in general. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.